This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend's show are Marge Deffenbaugh. She is the director of this year's geriatric theater production. And Rich Minster, he's public relations manager for Geriatric Theater. And welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
We're going to be discussing the 11th annual dinner theater production. And this year's production is Shakespeare Goes to Gravel Gulch. And we're going to let Marge Deffenbaugh give us a little background on what this play is about.
Well, actually, it is a show troupe that is coming to a mining town. And of course, at that time, they kind of dug Shakespeare. However, this troupe isn't your typical troupe. They're more interested in what they can take away, rob, whatever. And so this gets to be a little complicated, even really lousing up Shakespeare. And it is a very funny comedy.
This production is your biggest ever as far as cast members and things like that?
Yes. I try to look for plays that do have a lot of characters, since we have added quite a few in the last few years. And since they are pretty dedicated, I do try to find plays that I can use most of them in the plays.
With this big cast, how did that go from the time of auditions and stuff? Has it been more challenging than, say, other plays?
Well, certainly it's more challenging on how to get them all on stage so that it works out. But other than that, no, it's fine. The main challenge is trying to get them there to practice all at the same time.
Some of the characters in this particular play are, you spoke about their sort of a strange troupe, but who are some of the main characters that one will be seeing when they come to this?
Well, certainly we do have Dick Spohr, who has been in most of the geriatric since its inception. He also was part of my troupe when I did the Carlinville Chautauqua years ago. Also, Don Hamilton and his wife, Jennifer, they, of course, are in it, and they were with me previously. Very good actors. Then we have quite a few of the others that have been with us. We have Jesse White, and of course he is younger, and oftentimes I do have to use younger ones. We term it geriatric, and I think Rich will tell you, some percentages here, but I do have to use some younger ones.
Yeah, at times there's a child or something.
Right. I mean, it doesn't, it's not real effective to have an old person do a child. That's correct.
Now, as far as Shakespeare Goes to Gravel Gulch, is it, as you said, it's a comedy. Is there a lot of music to this production, or is it just more shtick?
Well, now, I don't know if you want to say music, but I kind of added a little rap scene to make it a little more interesting, since keep in mind this is a farce. Okay, and they really didn't have rap in the 1880s, but that's okay. Neither did they have Cliff Notes, and that's one of the lines in it. All right, so we do have to, kind of keep it, as I said, a farce. And it is funny.
Rich, we briefly alluded to the fact that geriatric theater is predominantly for, I guess we would say, an older cast. But sometimes we need the younger actors as well as the older actors. And you have some interesting statistics concerning the geriatric theater.
I think the ratio, the mix is fairly standard for a geriatric production. In this one, with around 30 actors, we have 70% of them who are seniors, and by our definition, senior is age 50 or older. We have 20% with no past acting experience at all. They're brand new ones. For the most part, those are younger kids, again, necessary for the younger parts. We have, of those who do have experience, 90% have previous geriatric theater experience, either having been in one play or five or six, or in some cases, almost all of them. We have, interestingly, we have two sets of three-generation families. We have the Groves Spohr family, three generations, and Costello, John, Josie, and Audrey Costello, again, three generations, all in the same play. We have one mom and daughter team, and we have two husband and wife teams.
That's a number of people in the 11 years that the geriatric theater has been going on.
Oh, yes.
As far as the performance, we'd like to remind listeners, especially those who may be new or are just hearing the program, it is a dinner theater, and that means you get to eat as well as see a play.
And it's a buffet, and the buffet exists for two reasons. One is to make it easier for people to get their food and have the dinner and still make it to the play in plenty of time. There's ample time for that. But also, it's a essentially all you can eat. It's a comeback if you need more food. So it's a very hearty buffet dinner. That starts on Friday and Saturday. The 12th and 13th, it starts at 6 o'clock. And the play starts at 7:30 in Bothwell Auditorium. From the DiMuzio Center, where the buffet is, to Bothwell Auditorium is maybe about 100 feet. So it's an easy walk. It's handicap accessible both places. So Friday and Saturday, 6 o'clock buffet, 7:30 play, and Sunday is a matinee. And that begins at 12:30, and the play starts at 2 o'clock again in Bothwell.
And, of course, DiMuzio Center and Bothwell Auditorium on the campus of Blackburn College.
Both on Blackburn's campus, yes.
Now, those are the only dates for all of the productions, just the 12th, 13th, and 14th of August.
Yes, we do one weekend, Summer Repertory Theater. The parent company does two weekends. Geriatric Theater does just the one weekend.
Tickets at this time, do we have ticket availability, or are they still coming up as far as for sale?
There are tickets available. We still have seats. The tickets are available at the bookshelf on the Carlinville Square, at Michelle's Pharmacy, also on the square, and at the Carlinville Public Library. And if you happen to walk into a cast member, they can get tickets for you also. And the cost of the ticket is $20 per person, and that includes buffet and the play.
And one final question as we close out. Geriatric Theater, as we just stated, 11th year for it. Maybe you could just say why it was created or what was the force behind creating Geriatric Theater.
The forces behind it were two men, Judge John Russell and a gentleman named Jim Brooks, who were friends. And they said to each other at some point, we have a lot of seniors in town. We have a lot of talent. Why don't we create something that will give them a chance to display that? So in 2001, they worked hard. They got a bunch of people together, and they put on the first dinner theater in 2001. And it's been going strong ever since. John Russell and Jim Brooks both have since passed away. But the spirit of what they wanted to do goes on, because we continue to highlight senior talent in addition to having other ages in our plays.
Marge Deffenbaugh, Rich Minster, like thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.